The Ohio River is known as an industrial working body of water. For part of a multi-state collaborative exploring the river's past and what could lie ahead, the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant visited one town where tourism and river recreation are helping to keep the local economy afloat.
The streets are buzzing with activity in historic downtown Marietta. Vendors are setting up their booths, popcorn, french fries. There's already a line for hot dogs. More than 100 people sit nearby, lining the bank of the Ohio River on lawn chairs and blankets in the grass, looking out at a docked barge.
Oh, say can you see?
Civic leaders announce the opening of the 44th annual Sternwheel Festival.
Please remember, shop local, eat local, stay local.
The large paddle wheels on these historic steam-powered boats, a reminder of earlier times in the Ohio Valley, attract visitors to Marietta.
We're going to have great weather this whole weekend, so we're so excited.
Cindy Hall, who volunteered to lead the festival this year, expects 30,000 visitors this September weekend. Standing along the riverfront plaza, Hall talks with Carrie Ankrum, president of the Marietta Chamber of Commerce. Ankrum says the festival is good for the local economy.
Marietta's full this weekend.
That's right.
Ankrum says tourism around the river for not only this festival, but for events for speedboats and kayaks has helped with the downtown renewal in this city of nearly 14,000 people. A few years ago, many of the older brick buildings were vacant, but the downtown has been gaining some steam with offices and stores that sell women's clothing, chocolate, and local wines. A hotel restaurant looks out over the river. This all contributes to Marietta's designation by the Travel Channel as one of the country's 50 most charming small towns.
And just from our perspective, having the rivers here is really vital to our local economy.
Christy Thomas of the nonprofit Marietta Main Street says the city enjoys views from both the Ohio and Muskingum rivers.
It's beautiful to look at and folks adore it, but there's also a downside to living on the confluence of not one but two rivers. Is flooding, obviously.
Nearby cities like Parkersburg, West Virginia, have flood walls to help prevent the Ohio River from overflowing into downtown. But back at her Marietta office overlooking the river, Chamber President Carrie Ankrum says Marietta has resisted that.
I think if towns are not utilizing the river to help their economic state, they're not thinking outside of the box.
Ankrum says encouraging river access is not just for tourists. A community leadership group has been gathering data on how residents want the area to develop.
We have surveyed so many people in Marietta and in this area. They want to be outside. People are more active. They want to enjoy the outdoors. They want to enjoy the scenery. They don't want to be stuck inside anymore.
Hallie Taylor, co-owner of Marietta Adventure Company, a kayak and bike shop, shows a customer how to attach a cell phone holder to her bike handles.
It kind of just clips around it like that.
Taylor and co-owner Ryan Smith both grew up in Marietta and moved away. He went to California. She lived in spots from Beijing to Brooklyn. But both say they came back to Marietta with fresh eyes of how they could make careers by getting people outside. Smith says 14 years ago, when he started renting out kayaks here, it was a foreign idea to many in the area.
The funny thing was people came up to me and said, well, are you even allowed to kayak on the Ohio River? Of course you are. It's a public waterway.
Since then, outdoor recreation has been growing in popularity around the country. In 2017, outdoor recreation, including activities like boating, biking, festivals, and lodging, accounted for more than $10 billion of Ohio's economy, a growth of 10% from 5 years earlier. Taylor says in 2012, the shop in Marietta opened with only 3 employees. Today, 15 people work there. Some seasonally or part-time.
What is so much fun for us is to be able to see people get out there and try something for the first time and to just be glowing from the experience.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Julie Grant.
Julie's story comes to us as part of a series called Good River. It includes stories about the environment, economy, and culture of the Ohio River. You can find more at ohiowatershed.org.